Now, it's my pleasure to say good morning and welcome to Troy Lomas. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, you're involved with a program over the holidays.
Yes.
In association with the Anne Aldean Trust and YNB?
Yes.
What is YNB?
YNB is a youth group that me and my mate created. It's called Young and Boss, and we go into the Waiaki High School every lunchtime and create games for the kids.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's worked out really well lately.
So what sort of games do you do?
It's started with multi-sports because we're aiming for year 7 and 8, and that's roughly 11 and 12, 13-year-olds. And multi-sports brings together touch, softball, soccer, basketball, all together as one. So it's good fun.
Right. And, of course, the Anne Aldean Trust. Anne Aldean was one of our top athletes, wasn't she?
Yes.
So how did you get involved with all of this?
I was associated with the last holiday program run through Matt and Tracy, Artinger. And this year they weren't doing it, so I just stepped up and thought we'll create one, and it's going really well at the moment.
Excellent. Mm. Okay, so it starts on the 17th, is
yes.
that right? And Wheels Day, what's Wheels Day?
Wheels Day is it's actually the kids' favourite with the holiday programs I've been associated with. They bring whatever wheels they want. It can be a scooter, it can be a bike, it can be a skateboard. And just throughout the day, it's associated at the rec centre. And on the driveway, we close it off, and the kids just do what they like on their wheels. They bring them for lunch, have a few games, just create with them, and they just have fun on their wheels, and they love it.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that's really good.
What's the definition of a kid? How old?
We're aiming for 7 to 12-year-olds.
Right, so you know, a young 60-year-old doesn't cut the mustard.
Yeah, it doesn't cut it on this one.
Okay, now is there any charge for any of these?
Yes, it's $30 a day. And we've actually had a lot of emails at the moment with our parents being interested. And it's $30 a day because the ones I've been associated with have just been $30 a day, so I stick to...
Right. Yeah, that's easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
What time do you start?
It's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. with early bird care from 8 till 9.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And do people bring their lunch?
Yes, parents are advised to provide lunch for the ones, for right. their kids, but in some instances, some parents forget or they don't have enough money to give lunch, so we have people donating food each day for the kids that don't get it. Yeah.
That's good.
So it's a good process.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, a couple of the other things you're doing on the 18th of December, a pirate treasure hunt.
Yeah. That's also another favourite with the ones I've been with. The kids get together, they make their own pirate ships, pirate hats, pirate names, they get into groups, and I'll have fun games throughout the rec centre, and then we finish off with a massive treasure hunt all throughout the school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's actually really amazing.
Do you get to lay that out, do you, the
yes,
treasure hunt?
Yes, and it's actually really hard to lay a treasure hunt out, because you've got to put the clue before in the right place, and it's pretty confusing.
Yes, it can be, can't it? Yeah. But that sounds like you'll have as much fun as the kids on
that. Yeah, I do. I join in.
The 19th, you've got a beach day. Now,
yes.
Where are you doing that?
We walk to either Surfdale Beach or to Bigoniroa. And we just create beach races, sandcastle competition, swimming races. We just have a big day in the sun, just soaking up the sun and just having fun, really.
Well, let's hope the weather plays ball.
Hopefully the sun stays.
But never mind. You know, the beach on a rainy day is just as good, I guess.
Yeah.
And then on the 20th, you've got a movie day.
Yes.
And is that at the cinema?
Yes, the Waikiki Cinema. We ring up in advance and just book ourselves into the new release kid flick. Hopefully it's something to do with Christmas, and I would just go there, and then after that we head back to the rec centre and have another DVD on a projector screen just to mellow out.
Okay. And then on the 21st, you've got your Christmas party day.
Yes, Christmas party day. Every Friday we always just try to get everyone together, have a bit of fun, get the parents to bring a shared lunch so there's not too much emphasis on bringing food, and we just have fun, play Christmas games, and just really get into the spirit.
What sort of Christmas games?
When you have like a name on the forehead, and you got to ask the yes/no questions to your partner, and it's like a race, and then the fastest time wins the prize.
To find out what your name is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun.
Oh, it would be, yeah. And I guess you get to make up those names.
Yes, we do all the work, and then just give it to the kids to have
fun. How many in your team that are organising it?
there's two workers and there's three people behind the scenes doing all the planning, the advertising, the marketing. And right. So we've got a really good, strong bunch at the moment.
Yeah, that's great. And you've got a good, colourful ad in the
yes.
in the Golf News this week, which really sticks out.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess you've got a website, haven't you? Have you got a website or no?
We don't have a website at the moment. Just
your email address or if anybody's got any queries.
Email and phone number.
And your email address is Troy with a capital T. Hyphen Lomas LOMAS and that's a lowercase at hotmail.com.
Yes.
So it's capital T little lowercase ROY hyphen LOMAS at hotmail.com.
Yes.
To get some information on this wonderful week of activities for kids from what's the youngest that you can
last year we actually got some 6-year olds, but they actually take a lot of care. And it's quite hard to get that connection with them because they're so young. So we're aiming from seven years old.
From 7 up to
12.
12.
Yeah.
Okay, that sort of age group. Yeah, well, because when does school finish?
I think the
end of this week, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I think they break on the 15th, which is the Friday, and then it's the weekend and we start back the week straight away.
Right.
So we're just trying to plan it so that the parents have to somewhere to give their kids so they can go to work without any hassle.
Yeah, and what time does it start?
It starts at 9 o'clock.
And finishes at?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, so it's a pretty full-on day, isn't
it? Yes, it's very, it takes it out of you, but I love kids, so it should be good fun.
Oh, that's great, yes. So what do you do when you're not doing this?
I actually study at university, and I just on break now from my third year. And just really looking for a job.
What are you studying?
Doing a degree in sport and recreation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm majoring in coaching and personal training.
Wow. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's quite full on.
It would be. It would be. But yeah, that's ideal for what you're doing here with the kids' school program.
Yes.
Is this the first year you've done it?
No. I was the first time I'm running it, but I've been associated the last 2 years with different companies running the holiday program. So I've got quite a good amount of experience in this, and I'm just trying to piece it together myself now and hopefully run it.
Right. Have you got any sponsors?
Yes, we have Latinos. They're sponsoring us, yeah, and we're associated with Ann Ordain, so they're helping us out there too with like advertising costs and so forth.
Right.
But yeah, so it's pretty much just a big family community based event.
Oh, that's good. Mm. Yeah, Latinos in Ostend.
The restaurant.
Yeah, the restaurant pizza and nice pizzas there too.
Amazing pizzas and burgers.
Yeah, it's good that they're getting in behind you.
Yeah, definitely.
And the rec centre, do you have to pay for that?
Yeah, we had a meeting with the principal, Neil Watson, and we associated some cheap costs because it wasn't getting used over summer, so it was a really good icon because that's where the last holiday program was. And we've sussed out a good deal with them, and we're paying for it, but it's a real cheap rate.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good that they've got him behind you too.
Yeah. It's amazing, actually.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So how many in the team, and your team?
There's a total of 5.
Right.
Two workers, because the ratio for kids is 1 to 10 kids is one person, one adult. And so we have 2 to be safe, and then we have a call-up, and then we just have the ones behind the scenes just helping out wherever.
So do people have to register, or can they just turn up on the day?
They can turn up on the day, because we have registration forms on the day. That's what usually happens. Otherwise, we've got the location for Latinos. That's where they pick up the registrations from.
Ah, okay.
Or they just email me and I send them an email.
Right, right. And, of course, we're talking about the Waiheke Holiday Program, which will be at the Recreation Centre next week, starting on, is it next week? Yeah.
17th.
So it's the week after next.
Week
it
after.
Starts, right, yeah.
On the Monday.
Monday the 17th, which is a Wheels Day. Tuesday the 18th is Pirate and Treasure Hunt. Wednesday the 19th is a Beach Day. Thursday the 20th is a Movie Day. And Friday the 21st is the Christmas Party Day. And they... starts at 9, finishes at 4, so
yes.
It's a full on day, full on activities, and lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, and Troy's your man. If you're interested in going along, you can email him on Troy, which is capital T, lowercase ROY hyphen LOMAS @gmail.com, or give him a ring on 021 02 69 76 11.
Yes.
Great. Thanks, Troy.
Thank
you. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you can also pick up information and registration forms from Latino's restaurant in Ostend in Belgium Street. So,
cool.
All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.